Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Ed Show, not the Ted Show. It's the Sit Back, Relax in Your Bed Show. It's the Ed Show. Come on to the Ed Show. You can talk to Ed on the Ed Show.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, it's your friend Ed. The show must go on, man. I am stranded on the motherfucking freeway here in Las Vegas, and my truck broke. Now I'm waiting for a tow truck, and I'm waiting for a goddamn police to come and help me move this goddamn truck because I can't push it by myself, and I'm blocking four lanes of traffic, and all these people honking at me and going, But I don't care, man. It's time to do my show. And I told number 19, I'll do my show. It don't matter. I'm just looking to see, making sure don't nobody hit me and kill me. You guys don't care no way if they kill me, so because you're going to vote me off the Big Brother show anyway. So it don't matter. But I'm stranded here on the freeway. It ain't good, man. Oh, also, today I got me a smartphone. I'm going to be in that Words for Friends tournament, too. I'm going to do that, too. So hopefully they say it's going to be an hour before the goddamn tow truck get here. Hopefully he will come before my show is over. But I don't know. I'm pissed. This sucks, man. I hate America. I hate all the stuff that's going on in the world now, man. It's killing me. I'm going to close my door. You guys probably hear the cars moving by. Number 19, is you there?
Yeah, I'm here yet.
You can hear them cars zooming by?
A little bit. Just be careful, Ed, you know?
I mean, what can I do, man? This goddamn car, man.
Do you have your flashers on?
Yeah, I got flashers and all this shit. Oh, looks like someone's coming over to help me. So, I gotta call you back, man. I gotta call you back.
You gotta call
me back. Cancel the show. Bye.
All right, show's canceled. All right. There goes the Ed. He's stuck on a freeway there in Las Vegas. His car's dead. He doesn't sound too happy about it either. First the Big Brother thing, and now his car dies. So I guess that's it for the Ed Show. I guess we'll be back next week. We didn't have a chance to talk about the football. We have a caller on the line. Caller, would you like to talk to anybody? Let's see. caller in the 914 area code. Are you there?
Yeah, what's going on, Del?
Hey, is this Major Minority?
This is.
Hey, how's it going, buddy? Hey, did you hear the Eddie stuck on a freeway?
Yeah, I'm driving home. Maybe I'll pass him.
Yeah, that'd be something. Do you have anything you'd like to tell the kids out in the audience?
Vote out Rabbit, probably.
Yeah, that's the Big Brother game the Ed's running, and he's very upset that he's going to be the first person out the door.
Yeah, I think he might be winning this veto challenge, though.
Oh, really? Oh, so that's tonight? The veto is tonight? We're recording this on Thursday? And it has something to do with the NHL games. So.
Yeah, you have to pick like 6 or 7 teams, and whoever had the lowest total amount of goals won. And he picked the Jets and a whole bunch of other kids who didn't really score a lot.
Well, I hope no one picked the Bruins because they had 9 goals tonight, last I looked.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, that's not good. So, Major Minority, what else is going on in the world of Major Minority, anyway?
Not much. I see a bunch of the Knicks kids around town now, and so I was trying to help them.
Oh, the Knicks kids.
Yeah.
Ah, that's good. The Knicks kids.
Yeah, I heard from one of the kids, Iman Shumpert. He said that Mike Bibby told him personally that LeBron James is a dick.
Oh, all right. Well, I think we're going to call the Ed's calling me on my home phone now, so I have to, I guess, go talk to the Ed. But Major Minority, drive home safely, buddy. All right.
All right. Thanks.
And thanks for talking to us. All right, folks. That's the Ed Show for this evening. Tune in next week when maybe the Ed will be back. You never know. Bye.
Now it's time to say goodbye to Ed and all his friends. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to listen to my show. So get yourself a couple paychecks and go and buy a hoe. Y'all come back now. You hear?